Bob, Dan, and Donnie at Modern Luxury. By God, something's right with the world.
This is where we belong.
See you, lads.
Oh, wow. Bye, bye Norm.
No live.
PCS mothership.
We always pretend we're strangers as we go through, and we start complaining about the other one in front of us. Sir, could you please move along? There's a lot of people waiting to get on this plane. And Giorgio turns back to me, you know, and says, well, I don't know. Well, why don't you just shut up? And then everyone gets really tense around us. And we let it go as if we're just – and we start arguing as if we're strangers. People get so upset.
We're going to get kicked off a plane doing that.
Because there's so much dancing in this town. Drives me insane.
Dance,
so much
Cardi.
Clubs and
because
noise.
This is Miami, and in Miami they dance.
Why?
They dance. They do Cuban dances and stuff.
Oh, they're dumb.
Because they're all jacked up on cocaine, and they're all energized. That's why they're able to make it till 4
you know
in the morning
what?
Dancing.
That's right. He's right.
Well, we weren't jacked up on cocaine.
For dancing in the streets.
It's the Larry O'Brien, the first 1-2-4 takes it right out the door. Larry O'Brien just beat the heat.
Yeah.
I think you're the best, Chupi, even if it is Expo's birthday.
Well, thank you for being a good liar.
You told us earlier this evening that you're staying at a very interesting hotel.
It's an incredible hotel. I walked in, I saw this convention, a huge convention, and I'm thinking, well, it might be kind of a hip-hop crowd following the NBA, and it turned out to be something I'm told called the Sizzlers. It was thousands of gay black men, which should increase my chances of getting lucky in Miami drastically before the weekend's over.
I was going to say, that's right up your alley.
Yes, well, it's right up what again? I'm sorry?
No. You're back, alley.
Yes.
Yeah, normally. Older rich white men like you would have to pay a lot of money to go on a vacation like this.
You usually do have to pay, and you usually have to leave the country. But then again, I'm not sure that I haven't. I did notice that when I was standing on my balcony at my hotel, I could see America from there.
It's about the doucher, because the doucher is hot and heavy here in Miami. Or to those who don't want douchers taking over society, which they seem to be doing. The problem is, though, it's girls. They like the doucher.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And that's just going to make the doucher multiply.
Heavy gel, tribal tattoo.
The tightest T-shirts.
Baseball hat with a flat bill and a sticker on it sideways,
jeans
preferably.
Jeans with designs on the pockets, back pockets. I mean, yeah.
You girls set the pace for all this.
Yeah, it's the girls' fault because that's what
they're
guys,
only doing that for you.
Yeah.
They're not doing that for each other. They're doing it because you respond.
Right.
You have responded positively
because
you like this look.
It's the girl's fault.
So blame the girl. When
as
society
always,
ends
blame
and
the woman.
This country
if you're tired
goes
of,
to hell.
If you're tired of morons with stickers on their baseball hat like 6 months after they bought it.
It's not our fault. We can't do anything about it.
Blame the girls.
Actually, you know, let's time it.
Okay.
All right. When I say Mark, you say Mark.
Okay.
When you hear me say Mark, you say Mark.
All right, I'll do it, Mike.
In 3, 2, 1. Mark.
Mark.
Second and a half.
Mm.
I mean, I was right on top of you there. I was right on top of him.
Yeah, I mean, he said it immediately after you did.
But it sounds like coming back over the air that I'm delayed a second, like that I'm that slow, like I'm short.
Almost two seconds.
I'm short, Bussy. Let's try it again.
Yes.
Let's try it again, okay?
All right, 3, 2,
Mark.
1. Mark. Oh, you got it that time?
I cheated.
No.
He said it right in front of you then.
I did. I actually said it before you.
God.
Did you give him a tip, George?
I really don't have any cash, unfortunately.
George disapproves of your lifestyle.
No, I don't. Whatever your lifestyle is, man, that's fine with me. It's all good.
It's pretty awkward right now, George. You need to give him a tip.
Look, what do you want me to do? Give him my credit card?
He can go to ATM.
What?
Flush the doo-doo. Flush the doo-doo.
I can't handle the city. I've got to get out of here. I'm about 20.
Before you commit a crime.
I'm about 20 crimes waiting to happen right now.
I'm laughing. I'm loving the fact that Bob is getting beaten down by Rick Renner in line.
And you have an exit row.
And I'm about to go to an exit row with leg room, and you're going to have a guy leaning back, and you're Coke is going to get spilled on your lap, and you're going to be annoyed, and you're going to shove your knee into his seat just to annoy him. And I know that I'm just so happy about my life. This is all about to change. Because now I'm walking onto the plane. I see Bob in his seat. He looks comfortable. In fact, he seems to have a middle seat between him and the other person. He seems to have a lot of room. He's got his bag right next to him. I'm moving up. There's aisle 18. I'm looking for the exit row. Oh, there's the exit row. I see the exit seat. Who's sitting right there? In the exit row, Rick Renner from Fox Sports, ready to pick up the conversation that he had dropped with Bob.
It appears to be a pantyless bottom.
She's right on the cusp of being a little bit too old to be wearing things like that.
No, she's not either. She pulls it off.
Right on the cusp of her 25-year-old son saying, Mom, no.
I doubted you,
oh, yeah.
But it could be worse.
I know where this is going.
Because now you're real busy plowing Miss Universe.
There's no way,
he
Giorgio.
He may bring a new meaning to that song.
Listen how bad he is on this part.
I'll be a bad and just dance. I'll be okay and just dance.
Oh, God. That's Holla.
Holla.
And I'm kind of looking up, trying to figure out where my buddy is, and I don't have to look very far because directly behind the bench, 1 foot away from the bench, there's my buddy standing there, and I'm like,
Corby!
Hello.
Is that what he said to you?
Yeah, he did.
Corby!
So I'm freaking out, man. I'm like sitting there going, holy crap, I am at the NBA Finals on row one behind my favorite team in the world's bench? Really?
Man.
Really? Yes. Oh, dude, that music was going through my head the whole night.
Girls are good.
Girls are fun. Well,
man, I'm in road trip form, too. I'm not sure if they're all this good looking or if I just, you know, we'll find a knot hole in a tree right now. You know what I'm saying, Bob?
But there comes a time.
All right, Mavericks season tickets representatives, we have a possible client for you
right here.
Get on the phone. Let's work this client a little bit. Let's do some cold calling. Call Mr. Butt Fetish. Because he wants season tickets
right behind the
Mavericks bench.
I mean, what do those cost? Like,
because this year is different.
Say the F word.
Please.
It's so very different.
Calm it out.
Cause we've got dirt.
Oh, it's so soft.
We've got Tyson. What's Miami gonna do now? Cause we brought Berea. We brought Berea.
Yes!
Wow,
yes!
Very nice.
Yes!
Very nice. Man.
Totally worthy of cleanup.
But, man, the Mavericks have got a real challenge. Not only is it a challenge, it's kind of a murky, undefined challenge. You know it's going to be huge, but you don't know exactly what shape it's going to take. And that might change from game to game, too.
I'm going to agree with you. I swear to God.
You sounded so ready to make some huge point.
Did.
You took this huge breath in, and then you just held it.
Well, no, here's the deal, because we're basically, it's like we're in Islamabad right now, because there's that second and a half delay, and it's real confusing, because I don't know when you guys are going to talk, but yeah.
When you inhale deeply like that, please talk.
And then I just stop right there.
It's all
sorry,
hang
man.
Time.
Sorry. I swear. I
what
feel
was
like,
your great point you had, Corby?
I feel like Wolf Blitzer right now.
I kid, really? I kid you not.
So you're not injured. You're just showing the viewers what it looks like.
Put me in, Coach, though. I can play.
Wow, nice. Yeah. All right. Well, have a great broadcast tonight.
Nice
tell
to
her you love her.
You.
Tell her you love her.
That's too uncomfortable. I do enjoy your work, Doris.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
See, she does not want to talk to me anymore.
Oh,
it's mainly because of you two jackasses always saying something in the background.
Tell her you love her. Tell her you love her.
Oh, I love it. We're still in eighth grade.
Hey,
you know,
Rich.
He's standing around in there.
You think he's pacing to and fro right
yes.
now?
Yes. He's waiting for us to finish
this. Eating porridge or something.
I was going to say, you know what? He should paint his belly the color of a basketball during the playoffs. And that should be like the good luck Buddha that people rub.
Just rub it. Yeah. The players come out on the court. They rub Rich's
right.
belly.
As
rub one out with Rich Phillips.
Bye,
bye-bye.
Sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you for letting us invade your personal space.
That was me that farted.
The Ticket.